Noticing what's present in awareness. As we settle into this new day of practice together. Sounds inside the room and outside. The silence around the sound. Sensations in the body rising and passing. Perhaps noticing the mood or the flavor in the mind. Is there some expectation or anticipation? Just knowing that receiving whatever's arising with a sense of kindly interest. And yesterday we pointed to maybe gently also having our radar out for this quality of pleasant or unpleasant, or neither pleasant nor unpleasant, that arises with these experiences. And without making a project of it, just including that in the sphere of things that we're sensitive to, that we're aware of. So right now you might like to just let awareness open to notice if there's anything that is pleasant in this moment of sitting. Of resting into non-doing. Maybe the soft touch of hands on legs or in the lap. Maybe the gentle, soothing and calming movement of the breath. Maybe the silence and the spaciousness around my words. Really allowing whatever's pleasant in the moment to be fully received, not to be afraid of pleasant experience. Without trying to manipulate it or hold on to it, letting the mind drink in the sense of ease and contentment that might arise with the recognition of pleasantness in sitting here. We so tend to privilege the unpleasant with our attention. It's the natural inclination of the mind. We can really allow ourselves to redress this balance, this imbalance. And if what's predominant is the experience of unpleasant, an unpleasant sensation or contact or mood in the mind, to be very allowing of that. Can you let that unpleasant be in a spacious awareness? Can we bring a patient and caring and friendly attitude? These twin qualities of mindfulness and metta to that which is unpleasant. We might notice the feeling tone of mindfulness, of this attitude of caring in the mind. What's the feeling tone of that? And then some contacts arising at the different sense doors that are just neutral. And as we receive those with mindfulness, maybe we notice they're a little less neutral than we thought. So what happens to an experience as I bring friendly interest to it? So as we let the mind steady and settle with our usual place for gathering attention, gathering awareness, whether that's the breath or the body, or more open awareness, we can also notice from time to time the feeling tone of the experience that's here. Something strongly claims our attention, or just checking in from time to time. We might notice how this changes. And the perceptions and reactions that accompany it. I'm just noticing the pleasantness of opening the eyes to see some sunlight streaming across the floor. And also for me, a pleasantness to just bringing a little bit of movement back into the body. Not that sitting still was unpleasant, but enjoying that. So, is the mic picking up okay at the back of the room? Yeah. Yes. Okay, good. So I find this whole area of exploring feeling tone really interesting. There's just so much to observe there. And the way that the habitual reactive mind kind of assumes that the feeling tone, the pleasantness or unpleasantness, is inherent somehow in the thing that's being noticed. But when we really start attending to it, you know, we see how very conditioned the experience of pleasantness or unpleasantness is. And you might have noticed in your practice as you've gone along how the same experience can seem intensely unpleasant at some times and only mildly unpleasant another time, or that the feeling tone can switch almost entirely. So much depends on our expectation and the habitual ways of perceiving something that we have, but also on the state of mind at the moment. So you can really bring some attention not just to the feeling tone of an experience, but to the way that ebbs and flows and changes. So yesterday Greg read a little part of the Satipatthana Sutta, the Buddha's instructions on noticing feeling tone, saying how when we feel a pleasant feeling, to know that we're experiencing a pleasant feeling; when we feel an unpleasant one, to know that we're feeling an unpleasant one. And I just want to continue a little bit with that piece from the Satipatthana Sutta. So it goes on to say that in this way, a practitioner abides contemplating feelings as feelings internally. They abide contemplating feelings as feelings externally, or both internally and externally. Or else they abide contemplating in feelings their nature of arising, or they abide contemplating in feelings their nature of vanishing, or they abide contemplating in feelings their nature both of arising and vanishing. Or else mindfulness that there is feeling is simply established in them to the extent necessary for bare knowledge and mindfulness, and they abide independent, not clinging to anything in the world. That is how a practitioner abides contemplating feelings as feelings. So we can notice the impact not just of feeling tone internally, but also in relation to the external stimuli for our senses. And this is something that it's really good to do in our practice as we go through the day. So I just also wanted to respond to a couple of questions that were in the question bowl, and to